In immersive tales of orbiting space junk and archaeological moon sites, Dr. Alice Gorman invites readers into both the open and personal details of her new book. Dr. Space Junk versus the Universe, Archaeology and the Future is the recent recipient of the NIB People's Choice Awards. Taking readers on a journey into outer space from the perspective of an archaeologist, Dr. Gorman helps the book sparks people's interest in the university, in the universe rather, and our place in it. The wise Nahum Gale caught up with Dr. Gorman to speak on how the general concept of her book came to pass.
In 2017, I was asked to write an essay about South Australia, and my kind of brief was, can you talk about Woomera and can you talk about nuclear testing at Maralinga and just the landscape of South Australia from that archaeological perspective? So I wrote an essay called Trace Fossils that was published in the Griffith Review, which is a literary scholarly journal published in Queensland. And I was fortunate enough to win the Bragg Prize for Science Writing for that essay. And so that led to a discussion about expanding on all of those concepts for a book. And I decided that I wanted to draw together all the different strands of inquiry that I've been following about space heritage and space archaeology. So I took all of those odd little topics that I'd kind of been thinking about for a while and then started to think about them as a bigger theme. And that theme really emerged as how our heritage in space can connect us to what's happening in the present and provide us with a voice to feel like we're contributing and participating.
What importance does the NIB People's Choice Prize have regarding your work?
It's really such a thrill and such an honour to have people who've read the book respond by voting for it in the People's Choice Award. So to me, that says that hopefully my message is resonating with people. So it really just says to me that people do want to know about what's going on in the space world at the moment.
How do you feel your work has impacted people enough to vote?
When people listen to the news, they often hear stories like Elon Musk and SpaceX launching 60 satellites in one go, or there might be a piece of space junk that's re-entering. Or in South Australia particularly, a lot of people are aware of the Woomera rocket launch range not so far away. But I guess making all of the connections between them and spinning that into a coherent narrative that people can relate to isn't something that happens all that often. So I feel that the wonderful response I've had from readers is partially because I've been able to give them different points where they can relate themselves to what's happening in the space world.
Where do you plan to take your work next?
I've been thinking about this a lot, and there's an idea that has been bubbling in my mind for the last few years. The next thing I really want to write about is gravity, how gravity shapes our lives on Earth and how different kinds of gravity shape human experience in other parts of the solar system. So, okay, that's only people on the International Space Station about 400 kilometres above the Earth right now. They're sort of really the only people living in a different kind of gravity. But there's all this talk of settling the moon and people going to Mars. And I'm just really intrigued with the idea that living in different levels of gravity, so the moon is 1/6 Earth gravity and Mars is about a third. So what differences will that make to the technologies that people need to live, and what differences will that make to social lives, to the societies that arise in these different places? So this is what I'm hoping to pursue next. And I don't quite know where it will go, but I'm feeling quite inspired by the desire to really dig deep into gravity and see what it means for our lives.
Dr. Alice Gorman, author of Dr. Space Junk versus the Universe, Archaeology and the Future, speaking to The Wire's Nahum Gale.